I'm not sure what to do in this situation, but I'd like to hear from you because I'm kind of stuck in the middle. 317-239-1009. I've got a friend, and I'm also friends with this other person. So we're all mutual friends. We're all buddies. And he was in a tight spot. I don't know exactly what the problem was, but he asked our other friend if he could help him out, and he ended up borrowing $500. As far as I know, there wasn't like a contract written like, hey, I will pay you back $500 that I borrowed for this thing, whatever it might have been. Well, fast forward, a couple of months went by, and he actually got his tax returns back, I think a week or so ago. He did it earlier. And I don't know how much he got back, but he ended up spending the money on a brand new truck. I think it's like a $35,000 or $40,000, like, badass-looking truck.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's expensive. And my buddy's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You owe me $500, but you're going to go use that money? You didn't have money, but you're going to go get a brand new truck. So he's pissed off saying that.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
Well, now he's saying it's like, dude, like, I don't owe you that money.
I feel like we can't give advice on the situation. We don't know what the item is. It depends on what it was.
What would matter?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know why. It just matters. Like, you'd have no idea what it was?
No, it was something personal. So, but I don't know if that was like, it was embarrassing, I assume. But I don't know if that means like, hey, man, I can't pay my mortgage, my rent or my mortgage. Or, hey, I can't do this. I mean, his car was old, so I don't know if it's an old car thing or not.
Yeah, he should have paid your friend back, your other friend back.
He's saying no. He's like, dude, I'm not going to do that. And my buddy's wondering, should I now actually go and like hold this against him and make him pay
like
me back?
Small claims court or something?
Yeah, like it's $500. That's almost like a big court, right? That's more than small claims, isn't it?
No, I think that'd be small.
I don't know. To me, $500, that's a lot of money. I've learned the hard way. I haven't done $500, but I've lent people $20.
$5,000 would be more different, but $500, I feel like it's
you
small.
You got $5,000.
$500 is at least Judge Judy money.
Oh, dude, for sure. Let's bust out the gavel up in here. Come on. What would you do, MYK? Like, would you, if somebody, like, lent you $500, you lent them $500, and they didn't pay you back, what would you do? You'd just be like, fine, forget it, you're done with them? Or would you constantly be like, where's my money?
I mean,
where's my money?
It kind of falls on what it was for, I guess.
Well, I don't know. What would, okay,
like if it was
give me an example.
Deep and sad or whatever, you know, I don't know, funeral expenses or, you know, like I said, somebody's family with rent or whatever,
so,
then I'm going to lend it to you, but, you know, I'm not going to really expect it back.
Okay, so you're kind of like, I'm giving it to you and I really expect to see the money back. If you do, that's cool. But if it's like, hey, man, I want to go buy a TV.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so do I. I don't have a TV.
Right. If you want to buy, you know, a TV is not a need.
It's a luxury item.
It's a want.
It's a want.
It's a privilege to be able to have a TV in this country. It's not, and so is a driver's license. These are all things that not everyone has to have. It's just, you know, it's not a right. It's a privilege. And so if you can't afford something or whatever, you can't afford a car and all that, then don't get a license. Then don't get a TV. You know, sometimes people, the things that they say they need to have or is a right for them to have, like an iPhone or whatever, it is absolutely not.
317-239-1009. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can also follow us, like us on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. My buddy that lent out the $500, I don't think he's getting it back. I don't see that happening. As a matter of fact, I think my buddy that went and used the money that he did get back with his tax returns and bought that $40,000 truck, I think he probably won't have that truck for long because I feel like he'll miss a payment or two and then the thing will get repoed. But if you lend money out like that, should he expect it back? Should he take him to small claims court? Or should he just let it go? Like if, Alex, if you lent out Liv $500, whatever, I don't know the
depends.
Reason would be.
She buys a truck, I want my money back. She buys $500 worth of chicken nuggets, she can keep it.
317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next for Joe Wants to Know.